Chris of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So it is time now to talk gin. It's my favourite part of the Food and Drink Show every month. We are talking to Slingsby and I'm here with Alex. Hello.
Hi Beth, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Always said it, I like this part of the show. But we're not actually talking about gin as is. We're talking about something slightly different today. Tell me what you've been doing.
Yeah, so recently we've been working with our sister company, Carthy & Black, which incorporates Slingsby Gin into it.
I've never heard of Carthy & Black. Have I said it right? Carthy and Black?
Carthy and Black, yes, you have.
And what do they do?
Okay, so they are new to the scene. They officially launched in May this year. They originally created a small batch of the original cream liqueurs for the Harrogate Christmas Market in November last year to gain customer feedback. The customer feedback was so fantastic and it sold out like hotcakes. So here we are today with the range of three products they offer. The story began with two proud Yorkshiremen, the joint founders, Mike Carthy and Marcus Black. They wanted to create something out of the ordinary to give customers a taste of what Yorkshire has to offer. As you probably very well know, Beth, with doing the Food and Drink Show, Yorkshire and the Dales has some of the most spectacular landscapes, but also the rich and diverse soil helps produce the really interesting, unusual ingredients which go into creating many products in and around Yorkshire, as well as the Carthy and Black range. So they currently have three products in the range: the Yorkshire Cream Liqueur, the Yorkshire Original Gin Cream Liqueur, and the Lemon Gin Cream Liqueur. And I'm going to let you have a sample of them shortly.
I'm kind of picturing, when you say cream liqueur, I'm imagining similar to Bailey's. So am I on the right track?
Yeah, we get that a lot. In some aspects, yes, but in others, definitely not. The one that you might be familiarising with Bailey's would be the Yorkshire Cream Liqueur, which is blended using the finest Irish whiskey, blended with cream from Payne Dairies in Boroughbridge.
Oh, local, I know them.
Yeah, of course, yeah, we want to keep it as local as possible.
Should we try some?
Yes, we'll try some.
Okie doke. Oh my goodness. It is like Bailey's, but there's a different flavour in there, isn't there? There's something else in there that's...
Well, I would say there's definitely a subtle kind of chocolate and caramel flavour to it, which you don't always get with the Bailey's. It just really lifts the cream and the flavour of the whiskey.
It's lighter. It's lighter than I thought it would be. It's lovely. So that's one of the three. What are the other two?
So the other two, which is where Slingsby as a brand comes in, are gin cream liqueurs, which, like, I can see your face already, like, gin cream liqueurs. What are you talking about?
Well, it makes sense. I am at Slingsby, so, you know.
Similar concept to the Yorkshire cream liqueur. However, we're using gin. So we've created the original gin cream liqueur, which is Slingsby gin, blended with, again, cream from Payne Dairies in Boroughbridge to create... I always get stick for this, but I liken it to mini milk ice lollies, if you remember them.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I really liked them.
Yeah, so imagine that with a little bit of, like, the grapefruit citrus coming through from the Slingsby gin.
Okay.
To create, like, a really unique gin, like, cream liqueur that we believe no one else in the market has done before. It's one of those products that it's really hard to describe without... People, you have to try it to believe that it works, almost.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice. That's lovely. So where did this idea come from then? How did you think, let's branch off, let's work with Carthy and Black and let's make these cream liqueurs happen?
Well, Mike Carthy, one of the co-founders, hence Carthy and Black, he is known for his wacky ideas. And as far as I'm aware, he likes to liken this to, during the gin craze, one of the more popular things to do, because obviously during that time period there was a distinct lack of refrigeration, so milk wouldn't last very long. So they actually put gin in the milk to help preserve it and make it last longer.
Oh.
And some would give it to the babies as well, and it would help with teething problems and stop them crying and stuff like that.
I've heard that's not a technique anymore, but I'm guessing it must have done the trick back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I could imagine so. Different style of gin to what we drink nowadays. And, you know, I wouldn't recommend it.
So then, third, but I'm hoping by no means least, which is the third cream liqueur we're going to try?
So you may be familiar with Betty's Lemon and Lime Cake.
I'm not, but it sounds lovely.
Well, we have developed, using obviously Slingsby gin and again cream from Payne's Dairies, we've created a lemon gin cream liqueur. Wow. Similar to the original gin cream liqueur, apart from obviously it's got lemon in it. Mm-hmm. I like to liken this flavour, like we said, to the lemon and lime cake from Betty's. It's got that real kind of lovely caramelised cake flavour, you know, when the outside of the cake, when it gives that golden brown colour.
Ooh.
It's got that to it. So I'll let you try it. Okay. And make your own mind up about it. But as you can see, it already looks completely different to the other two.
It's a different. All three are slightly different colours. This is obviously a little bit more yellow, as you would expect from lemon. This reminds me, my mum makes a certain pudding called a lemon posset. It's just like that.
Yes, I do. I would agree. I think it's delightful. Again, I couldn't. If someone asked me which one of my favourite of the three was, I wouldn't be able to put a finger on it. They're all completely unique and have their own pros to them.
I would agree. I don't know if I could pick a favourite, but I believe there are some recipes that you have that might help us. You've got some cocktail ideas, I presume, if people don't want to just drink them straight, which I think they should do. What are your ideas you've got?
So the first one is a lemon fizzle. We'll take 35ml of the lemon gin cream liqueur, 15ml of King's ginger liqueur, which is just a ginger liqueur. You can make your own liqueur as well if you like. 20ml of fresh lime juice or half a lime squeezed, and a good like teaspoon of sugar syrup or honey or even a caster sugar or whatnot. And I do is I like to mix all those ingredients with ice with a big spoon, a big churn. You don't need to shake it. Put a mint leaf sprig in the top and then top it with ginger beer. And you get the lemon fizzle cocktail, because it's similar to a lemon drizzle, but that kind of gingeriness and the fizz, hence the name. Terrible pun.
You're always very good at coming up with cocktail names. I like that one. Okay, lemon fizzle is one option.
And then the second one, the strawberry cheesecake. So we start with 35ml of the original gin cream liqueur, 15ml of a strawberry liqueur, or you could use a puree if you don't want to put that much alcohol in, and 10ml of an amaretto of your choice. And again, 25ml of fresh lime juice, and you could use half a lime again, and some vanilla sugar syrup, about a teaspoon again, maybe two to taste. Put them in a cocktail shaker with ice, give them a really, really big shake, and it's double strained into a biscuit rimmed martini glass, which if you're not familiar with a biscuit rimmed martini glass, it's quite an easy thing to do. I take some of that sugar syrup and just sort of put it round the rim of the martini glass with some digestive biscuits that have been bashed up into a powder, and you just rim them round so you get the little crumbs all around the edge.
I've never heard of that. I've heard it done with salt, I've heard it done with sugar, never with digestive biscuits.
Well, it wouldn't be a strawberry cheesecake without digestive biscuits.
That's very true.
Adds a lovely crunch.
So we can put the recipes then, we'll put those online for a lemon fizzle and for a strawberry cheesecake. But if people want to get hold of the Carthy and Black cream liqueurs, where do they go? Where can they get their paws on these?
So we sell them in the Spirit of Harrogate store downstairs, and they're also available in local Asda stores as well.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.